Well, we talked about a survey on healthcare a few minutes ago, and here's something else that's very expensive, going to college. And let's talk about another survey and what the results are. Mary Morris joining us this morning with the College Savings Foundation chairperson there. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks
good
so much.
Good to be with you.
Now, this survey is a recent survey.
Yes, it is.
And what have you? There's a change in attitude among savers for college now, apparently.
Yeah, we think so. You know, you see changes, and every year, people I think are focusing more on planning and saving for higher education, which is a great thing as far as we're concerned.
Well, some people are predicting absolute destruction of the earth because of the amount of money that people owe on their college tuition. And sometimes they're paying it back for many, many years. What are they doing differently now to make sure that doesn't happen to them?
Sure, yeah, and that's true. And it always frustrates me a little bit when you get stories about the high student loan debt. That is a story, but one way to address that is to plan and save early. And so we found in this survey that about over 70% of parents said that just that focus, though, on thinking about student loan debt and how expensive higher education is has made them think about different strategies for their children's education. We hope a lot of them are using tax advantage 529 college savings plans, which is what I work with and others do all around the country. And they're also looking at ways to make it more affordable, you know, starting with a 2-year college and then moving to a 4-year college. So there are a number of things that families can do to make the cost of going to school and getting a higher education a little bit more affordable.
Is there any reason other than not knowing about it why people would not use a 529?
Well, of course, I don't think so. You know, there are a lot of things. People, you know, they sometimes feel like it's too complicated or they don't understand it or they don't have enough money to put towards it. And, you know, part of our job is to educate folks that, you know, you can really get started with a very low contribution in most states, as little as $25 will open up an account. And you can put money in when you have it, and it grows tax-free. So you put in after-tax dollars, but all of the earnings in a 529 account are tax-free. Many states have state tax deductions. Almost all, 3/4 of the states have them. I'm pretty sure that Arizona does. Has a deduction for your contributions at the state tax level, and it's never taxed as long as they're used for qualified higher education expenses. So it's just a really nice, dedicated way to save for higher education. Other surveys show that kids are more likely to actually go to college if you are saving in an identified vehicle like a 529 college savings plan for their higher education. It tells them you think they're going to do it, and it really just focuses a family on strategies for how we're going to do this and how we're going to do it, hopefully without too much debt or, you know, impoverishing the family.
Mary, I would assume that a lot of people, say, in their mid-20s who might have a very strong memory of having to pay back a debt would be the ones who might be most enthusiastic about this.
Well, I think you're right. You know, one of the things that we are seeing is that families are starting earlier. So, you know, in our survey, more than half of all parents are already saving. Almost half have saved as much as $5,000 per child, which is a really good start. And these are some of the highest numbers that we've seen in the 8 years that we've done this survey. And really, we're finding that more are starting before their kids are 5. I think in the earlier years of 529 programs, families were getting a little bit later start. And I hope that just the focus on the cost, the fact that exactly they've had to cover this themselves, and I think millennials, you know, coming through the recession, we're finding that they focus more on saving and planning, which is a really good thing. So I think all those things together are going to hopefully make the future look a little bit brighter than perhaps it does right now for higher education.
And Mary, if a parent has a 5-year-old and they want to start a program right now, are they factoring in the increasing costs of education by the time that 5-year-old is ready?
Well, sure, you know, and pretty much every website, if you go out to the Arizona 529 site, although most of these programs, you know, they're available around the country, so you can look and find the one that suits you best, have calculators. So there are a lot of colleges themselves have calculators to help give you an idea of what the cost might be in the future. And again, parents are looking at combining a 2-year college with a 4-year college to make the cost lower. So you can play around with it a little bit and figure out what's going to work for your family. You know, what's realistic.
Yeah.
Really getting started is just the biggest thing to do. Get started and save monthly You know, if you can set up even $10 a month in an automatic contribution over time, and if you've started early enough, that will really make a difference.
So much easier to start early. So much easier.
And, Mary, yep. You talked about colleges. It doesn't necessarily have to be a college for post-high school education.
That's right. 529s, that's a misconception. 529s are available for a pretty wide variety of types of higher education, career schools, vocational schools, you know, some of the for-profits. You can get a certificate program. It doesn't have to, you don't have to be working towards a four-year degree. Basically, the school has to be qualified for federal financial aid, which is, there's a lot of information on, you know, various, again, your state's 529 website would have that, and FAFSA.org would have it, so schools will help you with that. There are a lot of places to find that information, but it's a pretty broad range of types of training programs. So again, kids, you don't have to go right away. Adults can use a 529. So if you've been out of school for a few years, didn't go on to college, and feel like you really need something, again, a certificate program, a two-year degree, a four-year degree, you can always go back. You can have a 529 for an adult. You can have it for kids. We find grandparents, you know, when you talked about, you know, the 20-somethings are sort of saddled with some student loan debt right now, we're finding that their parents, who didn't have the 529s perhaps for them or didn't know about them, are now starting those for their grandchildren to help them mm-hmm. while their kids are still paying down their student loan debt and paying, you know, for a mortgage and just getting started in life. The grandparents are really stepping up and funding those 529 accounts in the early years. And, you know, we I like the it takes a village kind of concept of it. 529s are great gifts for newborns and for Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts and you know, sweet 16s. It's you know, if you sort of get that concept of if everyone puts in a little bit, it makes a difference.
Well, it certainly seems encouraging, and your website is collegesavingsfoundation.org. Mary Morris joining us this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.